Wager Women's Basketball, the 2006-2007 campaign commences right now as they are taking the floor against the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. The starting five for Pat Knapp in his third season and two complete campaigns so far. He is 20-34, 11-17 in the Ivy League against Lehigh. He boasts an undefeated 2-0 record. The backcourt for the Red and Blue, Lauren Pierce, the 5'8 senior guard from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, out of Cumberland Valley High School. She'll be joined by Anka Popovic, the 5'7 sophomore guard from Arad, Romania, and Mount de Chantal, West Virginia High School. Joey Rhodes rounds out the backcourt. He's senior Quaker captain of 5'4. She's a senior guard from Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, out of Germantown Academy. Atlanta Philly Burrs. In the front court for Penn, Maggie Burgess, a 6'2 sophomore forward from Anchorage, Alaska, at high school. She'll be joined by Monica Mulliner, a 5'11 senior forward from Cincinnati, Ohio, and St. Ursula Academy High School. And that rounds out the starting five for the Red and Blue. Now for the homestanding Lehigh Mountain Hawks in the backcourt, Sarah Ellis, a 5'9 senior guard from Bellefontaine, Ohio, and Bellefontaine High School. She'll be joined by Kristen Dalton, a 5'10 freshman guard from Monmouth, New Jersey, and Alex Ross, a 5'10 freshman guard from Columbia, Tennessee. In the front court, on the block for the Lehigh Mountain Hawks, Adrian Brown, a 5'9 senior guard from Mount Hope, New York, and the Hope High School. And she'll be joined by Melissa Rich, a 6'2 sophomore forward, Copley, Pennsylvania, and Parkland High School, one of the good schools from the Pennsylvania and Scholastic Athletic Association. The Lehigh Mountain Hawks, they are in their home white uniforms with Lehigh and their numbers. Very dark brown. Lehigh spelled out in block letters across the front with their round numbers on the front and the back with brown stripes down the side and LU, the lettering, on either kneecap. For the Red and Blue, they are in their road navy uniforms with Penn spelled out in white across the front. White numbers front and back, all of that in red trimming. A little flash of a red stripe down the side of the shorts with a Penn T on either side of the kneecap. To start things off, Penn will be moving from right to left on your radio dial. Lehigh the opposite way from left to right. The officials for tonight's game, Benita Spence, Kenneth Kelly, and Kathleen Lonergan. And Mary, when you take a look at the Quakers coming in, a quick start probably is something they're looking for.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think what we want to do right out of the block is to, if we can, score a quick basket. If not, work it, get a good shot, and then set up full court man-to-man defense. That's the pace of the game.
And it's one of the things, Mary, where you've been in preseason so long, you've just been playing against each other, you kind of just want to get out on the floor and see how you do against an opposing team.
I think we're in a good situation here. Absolutely. You want to play somebody else. We have two scrimmages under our belt here, and I think opening up on the road takes a little bit of the pressure off.
Standing in at the Mountain Hawks logo, it is Melissa Rich and Monica Moltner. Benita Spence with the toss. There's the tip. It is taken by Lehigh, controlling near side right. It's Alex Ross firing a quick three of Sarah Ellis, and she drains it from the outside. And Mary, that's one of the things Pat Knapp said. Be on the lookout for Sarah Ellis.
Sarah Ellis can do a lot of things for these people. She can get other people's shots. She can get her own shots. She'll shoot the three. She'll drive. She needs to draw the spirits of drink around here.
She had 71 three-point field goals last season for the Mountain Hawks. Far sideline right, it is Burgess. Top of the key, Joey Rhodes. The reciprocation attempt won't go. And the rebound snaps underneath by Melissa Rich. Back the other way. Here comes Kristen Dalton near side right, setting things up for Lehigh, looking for an entry underneath to Adrian Blount. There's a foul out on the floor, and it's going to go against the Quakers' Monica Knowlton.
Yeah, that was a foul Monica didn't really need to get. She should have worked around that. She leaned on the post a little bit in defense. Needed to work around that. Use her feet a little bit more.
30-second shot clock for the Mountain Hawks. That's what it is in women's basketball. And route to the rack, trying to put up the attempt on the near right block. It was Adrian Blount, and she draws the contact. And that is going to go against Joey Rose. So the two seniors quickly picking up fouls for Penn.
In the scout, Adrian Blount, we knew she's very, very active around the basket. She works hard without the ball to get her shot, and once she gets the ball, she's anxious to get to the rack with it.
And the first free throw falls for Adrian Blount. It is now a 4-0 Lehigh lead, 45 seconds in for the 2006-2007 season for the Red and Blue. Blount last year shooting at a 70% clip from the foul line, and the second one is a swish. 2 points for Blount and a 5-0 Lehigh lead with 19-12 to go in the first half. Joey Rhodes cycles with the left hand, calling out signals. Top of the arc, far sideline. Right, she gives off to Lauren Pierce. Just to the right of the key is Popovich. Near side right to Pierce, taking his foul line. Near side left, Rhodes has the shot deflected a little bit, but draws the foul on the outside, so she will have three shots coming. That foul going against Lehigh's Melissa Rich.
You see, Joey's really anxious to set the pace in this game here, and I like it.
And one of the things, Mary, one of the big no-nos of basketball of any level, try not to foul that shooter on the outside.
No question.
Joey Rhodes connects on her first. She is on the board in those 6:07, as are the Quakers. 5-1 is the score with 18:57 to go in the first half. The second from the southpaw is good as well. The Quakers, again, coming off a 5-22 season. They were 3-11 in the Ivy League. That was good for sixth place. The third from Joey, she throws it in. 5-3, Quakers down by two, with 18:57 to go in the first half. Aggressive man-to-man D by the Quakers. Defensive pressure is a staple of that system.
Yeah, I've known Pat for a long time, and it served him very, very well. And I like what I'm seeing so far. We're trapping on the wings. We're really making them work for the ball.
And all that congestion by the Quakers back at the other end, causing a walk by Alex Ross. So a turnover forced by the Quakers. And now the ball going back the other way, right to left on your radio dial, down by 2, 5-3, a minute and a half in. That's on the far right sideline of Rhodes, right in front of the bench of Lehigh and Sue Trainer. Near side left, it is Pierce. Pierce puts the ball above her head, top of the arc, Joy Rhodes deep in the middle, and she drills it for three, and the Quakers take a 6-5 lead with 18:16 to go in the first. Joy Rhodes with all 6 points for 10-year-old John. Near side right, it's Sarah Ellis underneath on the right block to Blount. She's bumped around and draws the contact in the key once again.
Good help by Maggie Burgess there, but just a little bit too aggressive. And again, the activity of Blount was a little too much for these guys to handle.
That's one of the things they talked about coming into this game. They know she's going to try and penetrate into the paint. Blount at the line, where she has gone 2-for-2 so far tonight. And that one goes around the rim a little bit, but gets the friendly roll and through. That ties it up at 6. Adrian Blount, she erupted for a breakout junior campaign. 8 points on average last year and 5.6 rebounds. The second one goes as well, 7-6 Lehigh, with 18 to go in the first. At the top of the key, Noltner off the feed from Burgess. She buries it from beyond the arc. The Quakers back up by 2, 9-7, 17:53 to go. 3-point shooting going well for Penn so far.
And they're good shots. They're shots that are resulting from good movement without the ball and crisp passing.
Near side right at the point, it is Ellis. Top of the key, she goes to Dalton. On the far left side, it is Rich giving off to Dalton again, taking it left baseline. Rumble to the rack. She's called for the offensive charge.
Great help from Monica Nolner. Came over her, the driver was fourth baseline. Monica was right there to pick up the charge.
Nice.
That's a very inspirational thing right there.
And talking about inspiration with the score 9-7, 10 with 17:27 to go. Pat Knapp so energetic on the sidelines, and it seems like his team really feeds off that.
I think it's a great attribute of his, especially with a young team.
And now he has the class of Joey Rhodes and Monica Noltner and also Lauren Pierce when they were sophomores after Kelly Greenberg left, and they really molded into that form. In the far right corner, Monica Noltner connects again from the outside. A three-pointer for Monica, 12-7, 10-5, 17 to play in the first. And there's nothing that settles maybe the nerves down early on in your first game of the season than the ability to come out and hit some shots. The other way, it's Dalton who drills it from the top of the key. A long three to make it 12-10, so outside shooting seems to be the early theme in this contest.
It's raining inside as well as outside tonight.
So far, two threes for Lehigh, three for the Quakers as well. Right side of Lane Burgess, outside left to Rhodes off the far side of the rim. Rebound underneath through the hands of Nolter. Tickled around off the fingertips of Melissa Rich. There's a foul, it looks like, underneath. She's going to go against Maggie Burgess. That is her first and the team's fourth. Two team fouls for Lehigh. Again, Penn picking up on the full court press. With the ball in the backcourt, it's Kristen Dalton, a freshman. Two freshmen in this lineup for Lehigh. Dalton and Ross, most of which the sophomore, has just seen some duty in the starting spot. Just to the right of the key on the near side, it's Ellis. In the near right corner, she goes to Kristen Dalton. Dalton pressured by Burgess, a steal by Joey Rhodes. Out of the pack the other way, Joey left side of the lane with the left hand, lays it into the deuce. It's 14-10-10 with 16 to play in the first. Joey Rhodes now for the Quakers. She has 7 points. That's the other way for Lehigh. It is Dalton with the deuce. She has 5 points as well. Quick pace game. 14-12 is the score. A deflected pass by Blount on the entry looking for Noltner. Ball loose on the floor. Jump ball forced. And a timeout taken with 15:42 to go in the first half. 14-12 is the score. Pan out in front. And for the first time tonight, we check in with our very own Chris Zavutis making a trip with us as well up to Lehigh tonight. Chris, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Now, after the long bus ride, Coach decided to give his team the pregame pep talk on the bus. He told his team to work it out quickly. He wanted his players to get as much shooting in as possible and get ready for the season opener. He wanted the team to work hard for 40 minutes and emphasize team defense and making good choices on the offensive end. If the shot was there, he wanted them to take it and make them respect it. Mainly take what is open and don't force anything. So far, I think they've done what the coach has asked for them tonight. Back to you, Brian.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. You're absolutely right on that. 14-12 is the score. 10-2 over Lehigh with 15:42 to go in the first half. And remember, we were talking a little bit earlier on about Pat Knapp coming in. This is his third season. Last year was tough, though, because the Quakers, they graduated. They were without last year leadership like Karen Heber coach, Pat McCarriage, Katie Kilker, Maria DiDonato, all those players graduated after a 15-12 2004-2005 season. And that's something that really shouldn't be overlooked when you look at the 5-22 finish last year.
There's no question. Not only did we lose tremendous senior leadership, we lost a lot of perimeter shooting. And it put an inordinate burden on Jen Fleischer. And not only that, but the scout became a little bit easier for Penn. So Jen Fleischer drew a lot more attention than she had in her junior campaign, and we had a lot of younger players with limited experience jumping into important roles for us. But I think at the end of the day, it could have served us well this season.
You're absolutely right. Joey Roach had to deal with a lot of pressure last year as a junior, being a captain, having replaced all that leadership. Penn with the ball, moving right to left off the inbounds, top of the key, Katarina Wagner turns it over immediately off a deflected pass, going back the other way, Ellis off the key from Dalton, and on the right side, a finger roll finish for Sarah Ellis. She now has 5, and is tied up at 14 with 15.5 to play in the first. Katarina Wagner in the game, the 6'2 sophomore forward from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a Sewickley Academy. In the far right corner, Joey Roach to Piers, near side left looking for Popovich, off the fingertips of Adrian Blount, and we were just talking about Mary Jen Fleischer, and Lackner's size, she is a possible replacement for Jen.
Yes, I do think she is. I think she's got a little more mobility and a little more outside shooting touch, actually, than Fleischer, so I'm looking forward to seeing the development of Katarina Lackner.
Monica Noltner off the feed from Piers. In the near left corner, Joey Rose was hacked as she hoisted the shot from the far side. Offensive rebound by Popovich. Right high post, Piers had the ball kicked away from her. Stepping over the sideline on the far right side, it was Popovich. So the ball goes back to the Mountain Hawks with 15 flat to play in the first. 14-14 is the score.
Yeah, it was a timeout. Lehigh came back out in his zone in that 2-1-2-2, 2-1-2 zone that the Quakers did not pick up on very well.
We saw Piers get trapped back by the timeline on the near left side. Far sideline left, hoisting the triple attempt is second of the game, Ryan English, when she got it to go. That three puts Lehigh up by 3, 17-14 with 14:38 to go in the first half.
Well, now we're in a zone set, and I think we're going to cope with it a little bit better here.
Ingles ends the game for Lehigh out of Chevy Chase Mallon, the sophomore guard slash forward. Near side left, Piers in the near left corner to Popovich, going to Joey Rhodes in the same spot. 8 to shoot, top of the arc, Popovich. On the right side of the lane, Lackner leans in, overshoots on the shot, and the board is brought down by Blount. Lehigh pushing tempo the opposite way, pass in the middle of the floor, deflected. It goes to Noltner, outletting Piers, one-on-one with Dalton, faking on the left side, patiently produces a pair. That makes 16 game in favor of Lehigh with 14 to go in the first. Lauren Piers with 2 points back this season after missing 19 games a year ago after tearing her ACL following the first 8 games. Ball out of bounds, near side right, right in front of us. Punching it in for Lehigh will be Ryan Ingles. Taking a breather on the bench is Kristen Dalton. Checking in for the first time is Hallie Kreitz. Near side right, it is Kayla Pierce also in the game. Kelly Scott checking in for the Quakers, the sophomore who saw as a starter in her first year. 2 to shoot, and the far pass is pried away by Rhodes. 2-on-1, stopping right side of the lane, and she throws the ball off the shoelaces of Adrian Blount.
the substitution of Kelly Scott into the game is a response to the zone, I think, and it's a good substitution because Kelly Scott off the bench last year was able to heat it up very quickly for us.
She had 16 three-point field goals a year ago to lead the team, shooting at 33 1/3% from the outside. Joey Rose near baseline left, putting it into Pierce beneath the border on the near left side. She backs it out to the perimeter with 20 to shoot, 10 down by 1, 17-16. Left side lane, Moltner fights her way through off the front of her, no long rebound out to Rhodes on the far right side. Just to the left of the key at Scott. Far sideline right is Rhodes drifting back in the middle floor with 22 to shoot. Near side left, it's Scott putting a pass in the hands of Moltner, top of the key. Far side right, it is Blackner. Blackner at the foul line appears nearly lost. It back to Katarina, just left of the key. Moltner from deep, short shot, rebound underneath to Kelly Scott, Penn attacking the offensive glass. Rumbling to the rack with a runner on the right side, Joey Rhodes short on the shot. And that time, the crown is collected by the Mountain Hawks and Ryan Ingles. Near side right back the other way, it is Pierce who pours in 3 points from the outside. 20-16, Lehigh by four, with 12:40 to go as we catch our breath. Quick pace back both ways.
I think this is a smart move on the part of the Quakers here. Just slowing it down, collecting themselves, seeing they're trying to pick their spots against this zone.
Again, both teams relying on the 3 points. For Lehigh, only two of their field goals coming from inside the arc. Seven to shoot, top to King Moltner, hoists for three off the front of the rim, can't get the roll, and the rebound is ripped down by Ryan Ingles. Long outlet pass back the other way, untouched from the left side is Taylor Pierce. Off the back of the box to the deuce, and with Knapp, Lehigh out to a 6-point, 22-16 lead. Pat Knapp taking a timeout with 12:08 to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor will take one as well. It's Quaker Women's Basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Network.
United Healthcare supports Penn Basketball.
Hi, this is Penn point guard Joey Rhodes, and you're listening to Quaker Basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
Joey Rhodes, one of the Quaker senior captains for this season. She has the early going. 8 points for Penn, 8 of their 16. They are down by 6. 22-16 is the score. With 12:08 to go in the first half, red and blue with the ball, moving right to left. It is Joey Rhodes.
Lehigh showing a zone press here out of the timeout. Quakers seem to be handling it.
On the near left sideline, a perfect swish from the perimeter from Kelly Scott. You talked about, Mary, as it's now a 22-19 game. Kelly Scott coming in a reserve role in this game, but she gives them an outside flanker.
Yeah, I like that. She can heat the game up pretty quickly for us by just coming in and getting a good perimeter shot.
In the lane on the left side, fighting through traffic, it is Lehigh's Haley Price for a couple. 2 points for her, and it's 24-19 with 11:29 to go in the first half. Haley Kreitz out of Collinswood, New Jersey. A lanky sophomore forward at 6'1". Top of the arc, Moltner in the paint. Lackner turning with the left hand. It rolls off the front of the rim. And it's Kreitz again on the glass, getting the rebound. Outlet back the other way. It's Melissa Rich stopping on the left block. And she is blocked by Lackner. The ball goes to Kreitz at the foul line. It is Ross, top of the key. Ellis back into the game, short on the shot for three. Rhodes underneath, and at all of her 5-4 frames, she fights her way inside for the rebound. Right side of the lane, Moltner near left corner to Pierce, taking it baseline, and she draws the contact. No, they're going to call her for the walk.
I didn't like that call. But I did like what the Quakers are doing against the zone there. What's important is that the inside players, Lackner and Daltner, move without the ball.
10:52 to go in the first half, 24-19, Lehigh by 5. And it's a tough foul for Lauren Pierce as she tries to readjust the pace of the game once again. It was an aggressive move on the near left baseline. But she was called to take one step too many. That seemed to be the call of the officials. Judge, tough one going against Lauren Pierce. But Lauren, a very inspirational story for her. She really seemed to get things going. Last year, in the first couple games that she played against Lehigh, she helped to jumpstart this Quakers team. In that contest, she collected 11 points, going 3 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from the outside, and 3 for 7 from the foul line. 3 boards as well, so Lauren getting back involved early on. for Penn, and the seniors on the team seem really excited to get her back as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she and Joey Rhodes are a good backcourt combination. They play well with a third guard, whether it's Kelly Scott or Hunter Popovich. They're, I think what I like best about them is defensively they're on the same wavelength. They can create some havoc for us in the perimeter.
24-19 is the score. 10:52 to go in the first half with Mary DeSantis with Christy Rudis on the sidelines. By Shelter, our first broadcast of Penn women's basketball this season, and naturally because it is the season opener for the Red and Blue, trying to get off to a good start. Again, they defeated Lehigh last year in the campaign opener back at the Fletcher, an overtime game. The Red and Blue, they were down by as many as 11 points with 9 minutes to go in that game. Lehigh with the ball moving from left to right. Off the cut on the left side, putting up the shot a little bit high. It is Kristen Dalton. Rebound goes to Christie's at the top of the key. They have Ross near sideline right. They go back to Dalton. Underneath on the left block goes Rich, who is denied by Lechner. Loose ball on the floor foul line. The ball goes through the legs of Pierce. And at the top of the key, it is Dalton. Near side right, hoisting a three. It is Ross. Can't get it to go. Rebound knocked around underneath. Last touch by Ross for Lehigh, and the ball goes back to Penn. 10:19 to go in the first half. 24-19 to score. Penn trailing by 5 points. They did establish a lead early on. 4 points they were up, but then Lehigh a little spark, and they went a little run. Near sideline left, it is Pierce. Again, there's Pierce for Penn and Pierce for Lehigh. In the far right corner, it's Joey Rhodes with 12 to shoot, hoisting it across the way to Pierce. As a foul line, a 15-footer from Moltner falls, and she gets the bounce off the back of the rack. Down it goes, 24-21.
We saw some good ball movement there against Lehigh's zone, and it resulted in a good shot for Monica Noltner.
Monica Noltner with 8 points for the Red and Blue. On the right side of the lane for Lehigh, it is Kreitz. Outside left, a high arcing shot from Dalton. It won't go, and the rebound is secured by Kreitz, who comes off the bench and is giving Lehigh a lot so far. Pierce for the top of the key. She goes to Dalton. Dalton deep in the middle. Near sideline right. They have Pierce. Pierce from the left high post. A dangerous pass to Rich. She goes inside, kicks it back out to a cutting Pierce, looking for two, no good. Rebound on the far left side by Rich. Denied and securing the loose ball is Dalton. Pierce back the other way. Beneath the border on the near left side. Top of the off Dalton. 3-4-3 off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound goes out to Pierce. Underneath the rack, near sideline. It goes on the far side to Scott, and she sinks the three again. For Scott, that is her second triple, and the Lakers tie it up 24-24 with 8:50 to go in the first. To the center logo with the Lehigh Mountain Hawk on it. It is Dalton bouncing the pass off near side right, deflected by Lauren Pierce. It goes out of bounds. So Lehigh has it with 21 on the shot clock. 8:43 to go in the first half.
Lehigh really wants to push this ball up the floor. I think good shot selection on the part of the Quakers will really help to slow this team down. And they're not quite so good. It seems a little bit out of sorts in the half-court set.
Sarah Ellis deep on the far left side. In the left corner, Ross trying for a cutting. Blount, who's back in the game. The ball stripped away by Joey Rhodes at the foul line. Near side left. Pierce thinking three. Back to Joey Rhodes. The ball is off the hands of Kristen Dalton and out of bounds on the near left side. 8:21 to go in the first half. Tied up at 24. Both these teams battling in the early going. Anka Popovich back into the game as Lauren Pierce takes a breather on the bench. In the near left corner, it is Popovich who inbounds, deep beneath the center logo, to Joey Rhodes. Pass the check, calling out the offensive signals for the Quakers with 8:15, insisting to shoot. Far sideline right to Scott, pivoting on the left foot. On the far right sideline to Joey Rhodes. 9 to shoot, far right corner checking the first time is Carrie Beamer. She goes top of the arc, Joey, deep in the middle, pump faking 3 to shoot. Lost the ball, lost her footing, wraps it up, and a jump ball is forced as the shot clock was expiring. So a good job by Joey Rhodes to tie it up at 7:59 to go in the first. That's now a point Lehigh's way. Timeout on the floor, 24-24 with 7:59 to go in the first half. Once again, here is Chris Zerbudis.
Yeah, on this rainy evening, it really seems that we have entered a twilight zone, of course, with this up-tempo game. Just two more days, and it would be the one-year anniversary when these two teams met up and went for an overtime game in which Penn prevailed 76-73. That was the highest team total for the rest of the Quaker season. It's Joey Rhodes and Monica Nalter combined for 44 points in that game. Rhodes has a season-high 6 three-pointers in that game. Now, with this pace and this tempo, we could be seeing a game of that high scoring again. Back to you, Brian.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Both clubs combining for 48 points in the early going, 7:59 left in the first. They're splitting that 48-point aggregate, 24 apiece between the Lehigh and Penn. With Chris Abudis, Mary DeSantis, Brian Seltzer, Mary, we talked about it. We heard Chris say how the 76 points last year, a season high for the red and blue. They averaged at 56.1 on the season. But right now it's good. It seems like threes are going in for the Quakers. They just seems like so far they haven't really been able to get too much in the paint so far. And we'll see if they can get that going.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really a question of getting comfortable, getting acclimated, working with one another, moving in and out. Coach Knapp's offense requiring them to do a lot of cutting. A lot of people are going to get opportunities in the paint. I am encouraged by the last two defensive series on the Quakers. Forcing Lehigh into a half-court set, slowing them down, is working for the Quakers' advantage.
Regardless of how the offense goes, there's one thing you can bank on with Pat Knapp. His club will play tough, tough defense. Loose ball deflected out of bounds by Penn near sideline right. So Lehigh gets the ball right in front of us in the front court, putting it in. It is Kristen Dalton at the top of the key. Rich, far sideline left at the point. It is Alex Ross. Ross, top of the key, near side right. Ellis, 3-4-3 off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound goes out. Good box out by Penn. It's Kelly Scott who goes off the top of this. Quakers back the other way. Back to the top of the arc. Near side left, Scott trying to take it inside along the baseline. Top of the key, Rose thought about three. Foul line, far side right, Popovich. Stutter step, crossover dribble, lost the ball in the lane. It's deflected to Dalton, and Lehigh comes up with it. 7:19 to go in the first half. 24-24, Lehigh and Penn. Near side right, it is Ellis at the foul line. Blount to a cutting Ross on the left side of the lane. She draws the contact and moves to the left. And she'll have two shots coming. Carrie Beamer is called for the foul. That's her first. And the team's fifth. So Alex Ross will stand in at the line looking for her first few points of the evening. And again, it's early on, 7:10 to go in the first half, but foul shot's always crucial, and right now this contest tied up at 24-24.
Yeah, Carrie Beamer was schooled a little bit right there by Ms. Ross. They knew in the scouting report to look for duck-ins, and Carrie needed to be aware of that and fight it a little bit better, or be a little quicker to the ball.
So Ross breaks the 24-24 deadlock with her first, and then her second. It is a perfect Swiss. 26-24, the score. Lehigh on the front with 7:10 to go, and maybe it's time to throw a little whammy-jamma on Lehigh. They're 6-for-6 on the foul line so far. They've been very good in that category this evening. Last year, they were first in the Patriot League, shooting at just under 73%. Red and blue back the other way. At the left high post, it is Beamer. A 15-footer won't fall, and crashing the offensive boards is Kelly Scott once again. Aggressive play from Scott, the sophomore, who checked in a reserve role tonight. The pass at the top of the key from Beamer through the hands from Lacker. She's the last to touch it, so Lehigh gets the ball back. 6:45 on the clock in the first half, 26-24. Lehigh leading 10 by a pair. Lehigh came in this game with a 57-36 victory over Long Island University last Sunday. For Penn, their season opener. Beneath the border on the right side, Blount across the way to Godis in the far left corner. It is Dalton who can't get the three to go, but following up and cleaning up the trash on the left block, it's Melissa Rich for the Deuce. And with that, Pat Knapp calls timeout. 28-24 the score with 6:23 to go in the first half. And Pat Knapp never has too short of a leash, always making sure his players know what he wants to see on the floor. And again, we talked about defensive toughness and allowing the offensive board underneath.
Yeah, I think the game plan is a good one. We're picking them up. The guard is being picked up full court, really trying to slow the process of the game down. We're picking up. We're trapping on the wings. Just a good game plan. What's happening here is that the eye is responding well. They're passing. They're taking advantage on the weak side. And they're making that one extra pass to Quakers. They're just not quite able to pick up. But I'm sure that's what Coach Knapp is talking about right now.
Yeah, it's one of those things, a whole ton of time left. We're about at 6:23 remaining in the first half and all the second half as well. But in a game played this tight, you never want to see too many things get too far ahead of you for the team, especially in that season opener. Never too much time you can take in terms of emphasizing the fundamentals.
No question. It's all about the teachable moment at this point. in the season.
Kelly Scott can't deliver on the far right baseline. Offensive rebound by Burgess. It goes to Noltner near side left. Rhodes, top of the key, Popovich. Baseline right to Burgess in the block on the right side. It's Noltner, and on the way up, she was wrapped up and drew the foul.
And that's the sort of movement that we need to see against the zone. Burgess and Noltner working in a triangle, high to low. With the ball being passed in the perimeter, they're making spaces for themselves.
Far right baseline, Scott off the inbounds. Rhodes up for three, no good. And the rebound on the near left side by Anka Popovich on the post. And she's just a guard standing at a 5-7, but she gets there underneath and secures the rebound. More opportunities for Penn. A burst on left baseline, Popovich. She put it back behind the Burgess across the way to Rhodes. Rhodes thought about the three, takes it right high post with 13 to shoot. Near side left, it's Popovich. Spinning at the left high post. Near side left to Rhodes, 8 to shoot. Joey with the ball, looking for a crossover foul line. Far side right, Scott, a deep two at the right high post. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Kelly Scott, who is coming off the bench. And Scott, she now has 8 points that ties for a team high with Noltner and Rhodes, 28-26 with 5:20 to go in the first. Far side left, to Lehigh is Jasis. And a turnover committed by Lehigh as they were exchanging with the basketball. Back in lineup, Lauren Pierce, as Anka Popovich goes to the bench. Monica Noltner and Joey Rhodes leading the charge for Penn. They have 8 points, as is Kelly Scott, a spark off the bench. Joey Rhodes through the Lehigh logo in the middle of four, off the timeline on the near left side. Noltner, deep in the middle on the perimeter. Far sideline right feed to Lauren Pierce. She's pressured deep by Sarah Ellis. Goes off to Noltner, fights through traffic, right high post. 8 to shoot. Near side left, Rhodes. High arcing three, no good. The offensive rebound pops out. Joey Gaitis. And Joey Rhodes got a hand in on it. And Joey Rhodes, that is her second personal foul. And the team's sixth. So one more, and it's a 1-1 for Lehigh. Lehigh has done a good job of staying out of foul trouble. They have just three team fouls. Bring the ball up the floor for the Mountain Hawks. It's Kristen Dalton near side right to Ellis. Ellis eyed down by Peter, trying to take a screen from Blount. A double team pressure and a jump ball forced Noltner combining with Pierce on the coverage of Ellis, and the possession arrow points Penn's way.
That was good play. Good defensive play on Penn's part. Trapping the ball off the screen and rotating to help to take away the passing lane.
At the top of the arc, it's Monica Noltner. 4:25 to go in the first half. 28-26. Penn trailing by two. At the foul line, Pierce, the pass knocked around. Loose in the lane. She gets it back and throws it away. And near left baseline, she was looking for something, but nothing was there. But a good hustle play by Lauren Pierce. Back into the game, Kayla Pierce. For Lehigh. Off the inbounds, Blount going to Dalton. She walks the ball up the floor. Kelly Scott on the coverage. Across the timeline on the near right side, far side left, they go to Gaitis. Gaitis to Blount, right side of the lane. Deep two attempt by Ellis off the back of the rim. Long rebound goes out, and Ellis taps it to Gaitis. Far side left. She was looking for Dalton. Kelly Scott swiped the ball. And it's knocked away. 3:57 to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor. This score, 28-26. Lehigh leading 10-2. We step aside as well. It's Quaker Women's Basketball. 88.5 SPN. The Penn Sports Network. .357 to go in the first half, 28-26 the score. Lehigh on top of 10-2. Some pipes on the floor and some oversized uniforms as they participate, it looks like, in the half-court shot leading up to the lane for some Domino's pizza on the Domino's pizza suit here at Stable Arena, and one of them got one. Can't be more than 3 feet tall. Tipping a couple feet up front.
I think we need to give them the pizza just for turning out just like that.
We have one of them standing at the waistline of the 6'1 sophomore forward for Lehigh, Haley Price. 3:57 on the clock in the first half. 28-26 is the score. And trailing by a deuce. Lehigh with the ball moving from left to right. A reminder to stay tuned for the Quaker Halftime Show. We have an interview with Joey Rhodes, one of the three tri-captains on this Quaker club. And Gabe Oppenheim will have all the scores and also a review of some red and blue offseason activity from Rob Schenk. At the left high post, it is Hallie Kreitz. In the near right corner, it is Ellis. Ellis drilled a deep three early on. She has just 5 points. On the far left baseline, losing the pass, ill-advised. It was Kreitz back the other way with the ball. It's Lauren Pierce who draws the foul. Can't finish off the shot, but a good job by Lauren Pierce to get back the other way. And Mary, so far it seems that coming off a big, a major injury with that ACL tear, Lauren Pierce doesn't seem to show any hesitation.
I love it. She's fearless. I talked to her a great deal last year while she was doing her rehab, and she did a really good job. Did a rehab much like she plays the game, put her head down, did it all. And she's back, she wants to play, and she's playing very well.
Lauren Pierce misses that first attempt. The score remains 28-26. The second one, the net barely moves. She knocks that one down. It's a 1-point, 28-27 game with 3:33 to go in the first half. Lauren Pierce now with 3 for 10. Near side right, Ellis. Baseline right, she goes down low to Kreitz. On the far side left, hoisting the 3 is Gaitis. Can't sink it, and the rebound goes to Kelly Scott.
The Tigers have come out since the timeout in a zone, in a very active zone, which seems to have Lehigh a little bit confused at this point.
Losing the ball in the exchange was Pierce, who was looking for Popovich, a foul committed, hitting the deck for Lehigh. It was Emily Gaitis. But she does fall, and she, in the process, commits the foul. That's the team's 5th, and for Gaitis, it is her 1st. On the far right baseline, Lauren Pierce will punch it in. With a fresh 30 on the shot clock, she goes to Kelly Scott, far right point. Kelly Scott drifts into the middle of the floor on the far right sideline. The Burgess, you hear Pat Napoli out past the ball. Looking for the offense to get active. Popovich, top of the key, near side left to Noltner. Above the arc in the middle, Pierce, far side right to Popovich again. Scott, top of the key, taking to the foul line, 10 to shoot. On the left side lane, Noltner dives into the lane and delivers the deuce for the red and blue as they regain the lead, 29-28 with 2:40 to go in the first half. Monica Noltner now with a team-high 10. 10 looking to set the pace as we work our way through the final minutes of this first half.
Yeah, Lehigh came out of that timeout in a man-to-man defense, and I think that the Quakers handled it very, very well going into a motion offense, moving very well without the ball. At the vocal encouragement of their coach, of course.
Lehigh's Adrian Blount buries a 10-footer on the far left baseline to give Lehigh the edge, 30-29. Back to the way, Pierce a deep three, it won't go. Rebound by Ross and the Hawks. On the long outlet, cutting through the key, but too strong on the shot, it was Kreitz. The count goes to the Quakers. They come back in the other direction, moving from right to left. A minute 55 to go in the first. 30-29, Lehigh by one. Back and forth has been the pace in this first half. Noltner free on the left block. Can't get the roll. She collects her own rebound, and on the right side can't get it to go. Loose ball underneath. It's last touch by the Quakers. A minute 44 to go in the first half. 30-29 is the score. Lehigh, they're on top by one. Each possession now critical as we work our way through the final minutes and seconds of this first stanza for Lehigh, as they too try to take some sort of a cushion into the first half locker. On the near right baseline is Blount, top of the key, to Gaitis. In the far left corner, Ellis, the high arcing three won't go. Boxing out of the red and blue, Lauren Pierce with the rebound. A minute 15 to play, 25 to shoot. Pierce sprawls and hits the floor hard, and she draws the contact. And the foul is going to go. And Lehigh's Alex Ross. That is the team's 6th. Both teams even in that category.
I think in the last few minutes, the last few up and downs on the court, the Quakers have done a much better job in transition, both on offense and on defense. And once again, their defense on the wing is serving them very, very well, and they're settling down defensively in the post as well.
And Mary, we saw Lehigh hit a couple early threes, but then as you said, they have been collapsing on the perimeter, coming out a lot with that pressure. Whistle on the floor before Popovich could put the pass inbounds. And that is going to go against Haley Quake, and it is the 7th team foul. So Haley Quake commits the crime. That is her 1st, and now it's a 1-1 for the red and blue. Tough foul for Lehigh to commit, as right now the Quakers have a chance to tie it from the strike. It is Maggie Burgess at the line. She shot it 42.9% from the line last year. Off the back of the iron, rebound by Ellis, leading ahead. She'll go to Pierce, and Pierce can't come up with it. Stepping over the end line, out of bounds, so the Red and Blue get the ball back.
Yeah, it was a shame. I think Maggie Burgess heard that foul shot a little bit, and and it allowed Lehigh to get down the floor in transition. The turnover, fortunately for the Quakers, ensued.
15 to shoot for the Quakers, 54 to play, off the cut, through the back door on the right side. It is Anja Popovich, her first point of 2006-2007, giving her club a one-point edge, 31-30.
And Maggie Burgess makes up for the missed foul shot with a beautiful pass from the high post.
Far side left, it's Pierce. Pierce, the top of the key, near side right to Ross, pass deflected, Pierce with the pick. Back the other way she goes. Lauren Pierce, right side of the lane. The runner short on the shot. Loose ball underneath, coming in from behind. Noltner battling for it, along with Haley Kreitz. And the foul is going to go against Monica Noltner with 23-9 for the second to play. 31-30 is the score. 10 with the lead. Lehigh will likely hold for the final shot and see if they can go in the locker room up by at least one. So Monica Noltner, that is her second personal foul. A short breather by Pat Nath, the Quaker head coach, talking strategy over on the far sideline left in front of the bench. And again, that's the 17th foul against the Quakers, so going to the line, and it's going to be Haley Kreitz, so depending on whether or not she misses one, they might have a chance to hold for the final shot. And her first one is off the back of the iron, rebound by Penn and Lauren Pierce. 20 to shoot, plenty of time for her to settle things down and get things going for Penn. Kelly Scott pump takes top of the key. Near side left Pierce for a three. Yes, it is good. Nothing but nylon for the senior. A switch 34-30. 10 by 4. Timeout on the floor with 8 8/10 of a second left. And the Quakers ahead by 4. And Mary Lauren Pierce has come in the latter stages of this first half and really set the tone.
She's really come on. I think she's taking her senior leadership role very, very seriously. It's great to see a player come off an injury as serious as hers last year and jump right back into the fray and be quite a contributor.
Before the injury in 2004-2005, the last full season with Penn, she averaged around 2.5 points. But last year she came in, she had a big game against Lehigh. In those 8 games played, she averaged 31 minutes. So that speaks volumes of what Pat Nath thought she was going to be able to do for Penn. She averaged 4.5 points, 10 of 32 from the field, 7 of 19 from three. She just delivered her first three-pointer of the season to give the Quakers a 34-30 lead with 8 8/10 of a second left. Lehigh with the ball moving from left to right. Off the inbounds, it is going to be Kreitz going to Dalton in the backcourt. 5. For Dalton, lost the ball, sprawling for it is Popovich. She secures it with 1 second, and the ball goes out of bounds right before the horn sounds. The referees are going to rule that it did go out of bounds after time expired in the first half. So an offensive breakdown by Lehigh as a result of Penn's defensive pressure, a pivotal three-pointer poured in from the perimeter by Lauren Pierce, and that's how the Quakers have a 34-30 lead going into intermission.
Great defense yet again on the wing, forcing the turnover.
All out alone, it was Dalton who had a mishandle of the ball off the inbounds pass. And for Lehigh, Sue Troyan can't be too pleased with what she saw and how her club closed out that first 20 minutes of play.
Although I like the timeout with 8 seconds to go. Again, we're early in the season. The game is closed. I think we're looking for game opportunities. How can you score with 8 seconds to go? So I like the timeout that she took. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out for them, but it's a lesson learned.
34-30 is the score. Lehigh trailing 10 by 4 points as we are now in intermission. The Quaker Halftime Show is going to be hosted by Gabe Oppenheim. We have a look at all the off-season activity and preview for the Red and Blue with Rob Shank. Also, my interview with one of the senior Quaker captains, Joey Rose. It's all coming your way on the Quaker Halftime Show with Gabe Oppenheim. That's next. It's Quaker Women's Basketball, 34-30, 10 by 4 at the break over Lehigh. You're on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Absolutely. I'll be curious to see how Lehigh adjusts to that. What I'd like to see a little bit more from the Quakers this half is a little more activity without the ball in the paint. I think right now I do expect for most of the season that Pears and Scott and Rose will be carrying a lot of scoring load, but I will be a much better team so we can get a little more production in the paint.
We'll have to wait one possession to see if that'll happen as Lehigh has the ball, moving from right to left, down by 4, 34-30. 5 seconds into the second half, a whistle blows. The official Kenneth Kelly making the call. Stopping play, ball back to Lehigh on the near side left. It's going to be Dalton to put it in. Dalton with Popovich in her face beneath the Lehigh logo in the middle to Ross. Ross drifts off to the far right sideline with 20 to shoot. Dropping the key to Ellis, pressured well by Peters. Far sideline right to Ross. Ross off a screen. Noldler picks her up. Free on the right baseline. It is Blount who bursts in. Getting a hand on her. Looks like it was Burgess. She follows her own rebound. Short on the shot. Loose ball underneath last touch by Maggie Burgess for Penn.
Lehigh is doing some of the things that we saw on the videotape in the LIU game. Blount is setting screens in order to get the ball.
At the left high post off the inbound pass, Melissa Rich can't punch it in. The rebound goes to Popovich and Penn. Far side left, Popovich, top of the key in the middle of four to Burgess. Near side right to Billy Rose. One of the shoots, top of the arc, Pierce, thought about the three. Swing to the far sideline, left to Popovich. On the left block, Burgess, top of the arc, Maltner fires for three, and it is an air ball out of bounds. So neither team coming away with points on their first offensive opportunity. 34-30 is the score with 19-11 to go in the second half. And Mary, a four-point deficit, not insurmountable for Lehigh. You have to believe, though, that they want to come out with quick and sharp, crisp execution in the second half.
Yeah, I'm sure that at halftime, Stu Klein was talking to them about playing their game. And we're seeing a lot more of the offensive steps that, again, that I saw on the tape of them versus LIU.
Ben Fowl, committed by Anka Popovich on the near sideline left. So Lehigh has it from the baseline left, Ross. The ball in the midsection, looking to throw it in, nothing there. On the left block to Ellis off the back side of the rim. And a rebound registered by Burgess. He throws it right over to Ellis, who draws the contact, but can't convert on the right block. She did pick up the foul, and he drew the foul on Burgess. For Burgess, that is her third and the second for the Quakers. Two early fouls for him. A minute and 7 seconds into the second half. 34-30 is the score. Shooting two will be Ellis, who last year shot at 71.3% from the line. Excuse me, 89.5% from the foul line. And she knocks down her first. And that percentage is 89.5%. It was ninth in all of NCAA Division I women's basketball. So Burgess to the bench. She has three personal fouls. A reminder that Lyrock is coming up with Jim McGlynn right after Penn women's basketball. Here on XPN, and a second one is a swish for Ellis. Now 34-32 with 18:50 to go. In regulation, Quakers with the lead. Near sideline right, it is Rhodes, top of the arc to Pierce. Pierce puts the ball on the left hip, and now on the floor, drives left side of the lane, backs it out to the perimeter. Back to the foul line, beneath the border on the near right side. Moulter knocks it down to left, 16 feet away. 36-32 with 18.5 to go. Again, Mary, that shows the range of the Red Bulls here.
Yeah, and so they're moving much better without the ball this half. I've got to be encouraged by that.
Back the other way, Dalton can't deliver from the near left perimeter, and the rebound goes to Pan. Lauren Pierce and the charge in the way, feeding Moulter on the right block. Good move, banking it off the box for two. 38-32 is the score. 6 points is the Quakers' lead with 18 to play.
Very, very opportunistic there on the part of Lauren Pierce and Monica Norman. Good.
At the foul line, it is Blount on the left block. The ball goes through the hands of Melissa Rich and out of bounds. So sloppy a little bit the last couple trips down the floor for the Mountain Hawks. And Monica Moltner getting active early here in the second half.
Yeah, you can see Lehigh wants to get the ball in Sarah Ellis and Adrian Blount's hands. But so far, the Quakers seem to have that call.
Monica Moltner, a game-high 14 points on the far sideline. Left here is a strong move to the foul line. Stripped of the ball. The call for the contact is Sarah Ellis. Checking in for Lehigh is going to be Haley Christ, and she will relieve Melissa Rich. She comes back in on the far left baseline. It is Pierce. She's going to punch it in for Penn. She allows it deep back to the top of the key to Lackner. Far sideline left in the alley to Joey Rhodes. Back to the far left corner. Pierce spots up a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to the offensive glass by Moulter. Dalton doing it on board, getting some points as well. She's at far left baseline. Finds a leaping Pierce, top of the key to Joey Rhodes, but Pierce was called for the travel.
Yep, she just got caught moving that, just shuffling that foot a little bit on it. Nice little ball fake otherwise.
Lehigh with the ball, lost in control, moving from right to left. The Mountaineers trail 10 by 6, 38-32 with 17-17 remaining in the second half. At the top yard, Ellis unloads from the outside. No good. Ellis still pulled from the perimeter. Loose ball, top of the key. It's picked up by Kreitz. Here's sideline left. They go to Dalton. Another opportunity for the Mountaineers. Dalton baseline left on the right. Blocks the flat. She puckers up and puts the ball off the glass. 38-34. So Brown, only two field goals so far. She has a total of 8 points. That's below her 13.6 average from last year. 18 to shoot for 10. Top of the game over. Near sideline right to Popovich. Popovich, Lackner above the arc. Thought about the three, but she goes on the far left sideline to Rhodes. And one high post. Joey spins. Far sideline right, Meltner. Thought about the triple. Hops in the lane. Stops and sends it in as she changes it to her left hand. 40-34. All Monica Meltner so far here in the second half.
Well, I'm sure that at halftime, Coach Knapp talked a lot about having to move without the ball to get your hands on the ball. And Monica Meltner repeated those words. She's very, very active right now.
Well, this fires rebound Popovich, leading Pierce on the far left baseline in the paint. Lackner off the feet, throws it right over the left. She missed it by about 2 feet the opposite way.
Although you have to be encouraged by Katarina's hustle down the floor. And that little baby hook, I think it's going to serve her well soon. She missed it. She missed that one, but I like her mobility and her ability to take that shot.
Katarina Lackner down the other way commits a hard foul against Lee High to go against her. And for Katarina, that is her first and the team's third. Time out on the floor, 15:56 to go in the second half. 40-34 is the score. The Quakers by 6. We'll take a break as well. It's Quaker Women's Basketball. 88.5 SPN. That's Sports Network.
Pepsi supports University of Pennsylvania Quaker Basketball on SPN. For more information about Pepsi products and promotions, the website is Pepsi.com. Pepsi, it's the cola.
Steve McGuinn for Y-Rock on SPN. Go Quakers! If you've come for the rock, we're taking a break for the basketball game, but after the game, we'll be back at 88.5, and right now, we're streaming at yrockonxpn.org.
And women's basketball getting started on this Thursday evening with the Quakers out in the front 40-34 over Lehigh. Timberland takes the home. And we wrap things up here inside the Stabler Arena on the campus of Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Usually a very nice area, not tonight. It is soggy and rainy up here as well. A tough trek up the northeast extension for Penn. The bus getting here about 50 minutes before tip-off. They went through a brief workout, shot the ball a little bit, but so far they're shooting pretty well. The Quakers on the evening shooting at around just under 42% compared to Lehigh's 35.5%. And they're out in front by 6, 40-34. And again, always a great time, Mary, when the shooting is going good. And that first game of the season goes a long way for the conference.
Absolutely. And I think for the most part, the shot selection is very good as well.
At the foul line, it's Adrian Blount. She drew the contact right before that break, and she knocks down her first. I don't know what it's going to take. Lehigh, they are just too good from the line. Just one free throw miss. 9 of 10. Again, they were best in the Patriot League in that category last year. Plant with 9 makes that double digit as she gets the roll off the front of the rim. For 10. 40-36, a 4-point game as Lehigh tries to close in on the Quakers' edge with 15:48 to go in regulation. Far sideline left in the alley, Popovich puts in the hands of Meltner, near sideline right to Joey Rhodes, top the key, Lackner, far side left to Popovich. Popovich disappears, middle of the floor, above the arc, and to shoot. Joey Rhodes, near side right, shuffles into the middle of the floor, the cross over to the key, near right corner, Lackner can't lock in from the outside, as it went around the rim, out, rebound goes to Dalton, but talk about that earlier, though, Lackner has the ability to get some accuracy from the program.
Yeah, it's encouraging to see, actually. The motion offense is a pretty wide-open thing for them, and if they get some of the big people open in the perimeter, that they're confident about taking their shot.
On the right block, turning around for two, it was Ryan Ingles who couldn't get it to go. And a whistle blows underneath violation. It's the Quakers, so Lehigh gets the ball back. It went out of bounds off 10. The far right baseline, it is Dalton. Looking for an opening. Has nothing. Taking her time. Dangerous pass from the far right sideline to Ellis with Warren Pierce on the coverage. Pierce eyes her down on the far right point. Ingles right in front of her own bench. On the far sideline right, 19-2. 14:53 to play. On the right block, the runner can't get the rattle off her and rebound. Blanche is blocked behind by Milford. That's going to be called for Monica's third personal foul.
The first few minutes of the second half went to their strength. Got the ball in Ellis' hands, got the ball in Blunt's hands. Nothing's gone away from it the last few minutes. Now, Blunt's certainly an active player and is getting her opportunities to score, getting fouls around the board.
Blount at the line. Once again, what else? She drills a free throw to make it 40-37 with 14:48 to go. Looks like for the Quakers, they're going to bring in a substitute. On the far sideline is Blount. Thinks her second to make it a 40-38 game. Checking in for the Quakers, it is Maggie Burton. Playing with three personal fouls. And Kelly Scott off the bench trying to provide a spark. Blount now for Lehigh with 12 points. 75%. Thunder down there tonight. 8 coming from the foul line. Top of the key, Burgess, near side, right to Joey Rose. Joey, middle of four to Kelly Scott on the perimeter. Scott waves the ball around, goes back to Joey. Joey takes the foul line, retreats to the perimeter, 7-2, top of the key, 4-3, counting for Joey Rose. Joey Rose on the evening, she now has 11. That is her second triple now, 2 of 8 from the outside.
Off a nice high post screen from Katarina Lackner.
So Joey Rose, she started strong, a little bit silent towards the end of the first half, trying to get active early here in the second. Entry pass in the paint. To the hands of Dalton, she recovered, now in the near left corner, on left side lane, quite the top of the key. The Blount bursts to the rack, strong move, and she sends it in the hands for two. 43-40 is the score, 10-3, back down to two, with 13:49 to go. Blount with 14, left side of lane, Burgess underneath the Pierce, beneath the border, right side, Lackner, top of the arc, Scott. A couple too many passes, a couple too many steps from Scott, and a turnover goes against Penn.
But in that possession, we saw some good interior passing on both Burgess and Lackner's part.
Full court press by Penn. Dalton picked up by Rhodes in the backcourt. Lehigh moving from right to left. They're down by 3, 43-40, with 13:30 to go. Beneath the board on the right side of Ellis, in the far right corner, to Blount. Blount calls out signals, one-on-one with Burgess on the right block, strides in, can't deliver, ball went underneath the rack, and it deflected to Ingles, like the Quakers were the last to touch it on the near left baseline. Now they're going to say it was off Lehigh and Ingles, and they change their minds again. It goes to Lehigh. Lehigh has it, far baseline right. Dalton throws it in to Christie's on the right side of the key, lost the ball, and that time for sure, Lehigh hit it last, so the ball goes back to Penn.
Good defense on the part of Penn there. Went chest to chest with their, each of them went chest to chest with their opponents and forced a turnover.
Near side right, it's Lauren Pierce. Pierce, the top of the key to Lackman. Far side left, it is Kelly Scott. Scott swings it to Rhodes, deep in the middle of the floor. One of the three now takes it inside on the left block. Far left corner to Scott, beneath the border, pump fakes. Back to Joey, far left corner. She knocks it down from the outside again.
And the Quakers are making good use of shot fake. Either shot fake to pass or shot fake to get the Mountain Hawks off their feet.
46-40 now, a 6-point edge for Penn, trying to get the job done on the outside with 12:36 to go. Long two attempt from Ingles, somewhat of an ill-advised shot getting the offensive rebound. It's Ellis at the foul line to Blount. She gets the bucket and the bump as well from 15 feet out. So she drew the contact at the stripe, and she sent in the bucket as well. That'll make it 46-42. She has a chance to cut the Quakers lead to 3 with 12 and a half to play in the second half.
And Miss Blunt will get her point, whether it's at the foul line, she'll go strong to the basket. She works hard to get that, to get her hands on that ball.
She now has 16 looking for 17 and trying to complete the 3-point play. And she does get the roll off in front of the rim and improves 17 of Lehigh's 43. For Adrian Blount, 46-43 the score with 12:20 remaining in the second half. Joy Rhodes with the ball. Skips it to the far sideline, left to Pierce. In the middle of the court of Burgess. Bullet pass down low left side, a striding hook from Lackner won't go. Rebound goes to Blount. Back the other way, Dalton near side, left to Pierce. Pierce across the lane, high pass is hauled in by Ellis. Ellis shuffles from the arc on the right side, one with for Blount, lost the ball, and Lauren Pierce picks it up. She leads the charge on the far left wing. Ellis to Joey, left post, reversing right over the shoulder, no good. Rebound knocked around, and Joey wisely watches it go out of bounds, but it was that stuff by the Quakers. Suspect call, Mary Dean.
You know, I haven't coached for a while, but sometimes, you know, I just can't get it out of my system. I intend to officiate sometimes, too.
11:50 to go in regulation. 46-43 is the score. We check in once again our sideline reporter, Chris Sabuti, standing by.
Thanks again, Brian. A player to look out for in the future at Penn is possible transfer Sarah Bucher. Bucher saw limited action at West Virginia last year, averaging 14.1 minutes a game. But in compliance with NCAA regulations, she will have to sit out the rest of this season. Bucher will play for Coach Knapp, who happened to be a college recruiter at Georgetown initially in the 2007-2008 season. Back to you, Brian.
Thank you very much, Chris. 46-43, 10-3 over Lehigh with 11:50 remaining in regulation. And talking about Sarah Bucher, again, Pat Knapp was active on the Big East circuit at Georgetown for a whole long time before coming here to the Quakers, 18 years in the nation's capital, and making the move back up here, right around where he got his start coaching at Bishop McDevitt High School in Montgomery County.
Yes, indeed, Patrick. It was good to get Patrick to come home again. It was recruiting coup. Again, I said I had to coach for a while. I've recruited for a while. We're real happy to have Pat on board. He did a great job at Georgetown, and did a great job for me as my number one recruiter when I was.
And how has he matured, or changed, or grown into his own?
Well, he is.
Not to put you on the spot.
I've just watched him get more seasons and just so much smarter as a coach, but I'll tell you what, I couldn't have asked for a better right-hand man. He's a student of the game from the word go.
Lehigh with the ball moving from right to left, 46-43 is the score. Near sideline left, it is Ingles to Ross, down low on the right block to Blount. Left side of the lane, deep two attempt from Ross off the front of the rim, and Lauren Pierce, there she's again the paint pulling down the rebound. Top of the arc to Wagner, who's getting some good minutes in this first game of the season. Far sideline left, Scott, top of the key, Rose. Near side right to Pierce. Pierce, top of the key to Burgess. Burgess, ball above her head, blast her face. Good pressure by Blount. Far side left to Scott with 8 to shoot, 46-43, and a call against the Quakers underneath. It's going to go against the red and blue, and we'll see who they call. It's going to go against Maggie Burgess at her court, so she is checking out, and Monica Multner is back in.
And that's a shame. Maggie's posting up aggressively. She's working hard, setting screens. She'll learn.
Maggie Burgess began just a sophomore. She appeared in 19 games last year. No starts. And the first start of her career tonight for the Quakers. Lehigh trailing by 3, 46-43. Deep on the far right side. Ellis, not the person who wants to have the ball in her hands. And the team is now up by 3. She is a tough threat from the perimeter. Bursting on the left baseline is Ingles to the foul line. Blount shuffles through her right off the back of the rim as the shot clock expires. Offensive board to Ingles. Near side left to Ellis. Another chance? Surely not. Ingles in the near left corner goes under the arc on the baseline looking for Rich, who lost the ball. The red and blue retreated. Here's the other way, leading left sideline, Joey Rhodes to the rack, gets the rattle. 2 more points for Joey. 48-43, 10-5. 10:15 to go in the second half. Timeout on the floor, taken by Sue Coyne and the Mavericks.
Wonderful transition there for the Quakers. Straight up, just the way you coach in practice. Out to the outlet, person to the center, over to the wing, and a layup for Joey Rhodes. But on that Lehigh possession there, the Quakers played very, very good. 50 seconds, a very, very good defense.
And it was nice to see them rebound after letting that offensive board get away. Good hustle. Again, Lauren Pierce underneath. And when you take a look at Lauren's numbers here, 5 rebounds, and that is a team high.
She's very, very active around the basket. I'm surprised. It seems to me we see her on the outlet, and we see her on the other end. So, again, I can't say it enough. Welcome back, Lauren Pierce.
And not only does she have 6 points, but team high, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Just 6 assists and just 1 turnover by our tally unofficially. That's not a bad ratio.
She's, once again, I guess her infirmity, in her infirmity, she became even more of a student of the game.
And again, there's certain players you see on the men's side of guys like Mark Sauer and Brian Grandieri. There's certain players who will do whatever it takes in a totally unselfish way to fill their box score, whether it's points or rebounds, creating opportunities for others. And Lauren Pierce seems to be in that same vein.
There's no question. There's no question.
Lehigh with the ball, moving from right to left, 48-43. Turns the lead with 10-10 remaining in regulation. Tommy Ark Ingles, far side left, excuse me, right. It is Ellis in the far right corner and throwing it in the chin for 3. It is Alex Ross. Finally, Lehigh is able to lock in from the outside. They did it early on, but it's gone ice cold since. Near side right, Popovich on the right side of the paint, Lackner. Popovich back, far side left, Rhodes on the right side of the lane, trying to go up and under his receiver, back outside, Lackner. Scott from the near right corner, Popovich for 3, comes up short, gets her own rebound, and resets the shot clock for Perry. Joey Rhodes beneath the Lehigh logo in the middle, pulling out single, baseline right on the near side, Lackner, picking it up top of the key to Scott, far sideline left to Rhodes, 16 to shoot, Popovich. Far side left to Scott in the alley on the perimeter. Calling out since on the floor. Top of the key, Rhodes deep in the middle. High arcing off the front of him. No. Underneath a loose ball rebound is gathered at first by Ball for the foul to be called against Lehigh. Scale of Pierce. Scale of Pierce being called for the foul. That's just the second team foul against Lehigh. Popovich in the middle of the floor. Beamer near side right to Joey Rhodes. Rhodes far side left to Scott. Scott takes a left high post. Pivots in the middle to Popovich with 18 to shoot. Joey Rhodes dribbles the left hand back into the center. Far side right to Scott being swatted at by Blount. Nearly lost the ball to Fletcher and picked up by Ross. Outletting to Dalton all alone. One and one now with Rhodes. With the finger roll, can't finish. Loose ball left there and Blount battle under the bucket. And the panel looks like it's going to go against Katerin Electra.
Joey Rhodes there did what you always tell your kids to do. You teach it at camp. When a person is running on a breakaway, run under, and not necessarily to undercut, but to run by her, run through her. And Joey did that and was disconcerting enough for Lehigh player to miss her layup.
So two of the Penn bigs check out. It is Lackner and Beamer on the bench. Anka Popovich joins them back in. On Pierce, Matthew Burgess, and Monica Moulton. They're joined by Joey Rhodes and Kelly Scott. Interesting to have Burgess on the floor with 4 personal fouls.
Well, let's see how she does.
So we're looking at turn of that discipline. The front end falls for Adrian Blount. Adrian Blount, she's a perfect 10 of 10 from the stripe, 18 points for her, looking for 19 right here. Now 48-47, she seeks the tie. That one is up and off, no good. Her one miss coming at a crucial moment. 48-47, with 8:40 to go. Far side left in the alley, Pierce to Rhodes, the far left point. Middle of the floor to Burgess, near side right. To Scott. Scott turns it up to the right high post. To Moulton, fading away in the lane from 8 feet. Can't get the roll. Rebound tracked down on the near side by Dalton. Dalton brings it back the other way. 8:20 to go. A 1-point game. 48-47. And clean. That's 4 minutes. igniting on the right baseline and heaving it over the rack. It was Pierce in the far right corner to Ross. Top of the key, spotting up the three in the lead of the line drive. Was going no good on the shot. A foul away from the play underneath. And it's going to go against the Mountain Home.
On a number of Quakers there, boxing out and picking up the foul.
We're going to Taylor Pierce for a second personal foul. The third is a team for Lehigh. Lehigh and the Quakers, they each had 17 fouls in the first half. The Quakers already matching that number right now in the second half, just three for the Mountain Home. Under 8 minutes to go, 48-47. Penn trying to pad that one-point lead. Here's side right, and then Scott shuffles into the middle floor, goes to Pierce at the top of the arc. Pierce far left corner with 11 to shoot. Give it near side right to Joey, the near left corner, Scott 7 to shoot. Scott straddles the border, right side right, side right, Noltner on the right baseline. Burgess can't knock it down, and the rebound is secured by Brown on the opposite side of the lane.
Quakers, although moving the ball well, just coming, hitting a little bit of a
bump back here. Top of the key, it is Gajic on the far sideline, right to Ross. Baseline right, it is Flat, high arcing shot, no, off the rim. And the rebound going for it was Burgess, and she draws the foul on Melissa Rich. From Melissa Rich, that's her second. With 7:17 to go in the second half, 48-47 to go. And you like to see that from Maggie Burgess. She does have four personal fouls, but she's still active underneath creating something and then actually forcing Melissa Rich to pick up the foul.
No question. I think she may have learned a little lesson right there. That is far more about a thing. Keep your player, lock her out, and go for the ball. On your opponent,
7:17 remaining in the second half, 48-47. It's a score on the floor. Penn in front of Lehigh by one. We step aside as well. It's Quaker Women's Basketball, 88.5 FBM, the Penn Sports Network.
Abner's Cheesesteak supports Penn Athletics and Quaker Basketball on FPN. Abner's is located in University City on the Penn campus at 3818 Chestnut Street.
Basketball here on 88.5 XPN, 48-47 the score. We're leading the Lehigh Mountain Hawks with 7:17 remaining in regulation. A reminder, Jim McGuinn will take you home on this rainy Thursday evening with Wyron on XPN. Red and blue with the ball moving from left to right on your radio dial. The opening game of the season for Penn coming off a 5-22 finish last year. Taking on the Lehigh Mountain Hawks, who finished sixth in the Patriot League a year ago. That was the same spot the Red and Blue found themselves in the 8-8. Joey Rose with the ball, far side left, top of the key, Noltner, near side right, on the outside to Pierce. Puts it on the floor, far side left to Scott, top of the arc to Noltner with 13 to shoot. Penn looking for some insurance, up only by 148-47. 6 to shoot for the Red and Blue, 6-53 to play, top of the key, Joey Rose deep in the middle, far side left, Scott, got to make a move, 2 to shoot, the runner with left hand off the side of the backboard. And they're going to say the shot clock expired. The ball goes back to Lehigh with 6:45 to play. This is a very tight point of the game when you try and tell your teams coming out of that media timeout on how to handle the final 6:45 with it being a one-point game in favor of Penn.
Well, I think at this point, the Penn scouting report is a good one on Lehigh, and they're doing a good job, and Penn's got to remind them that we know what we're doing here. We don't want to make any stupid fouls. We don't want to take any stupid shots, but we don't need to get too conservative at this point either.
The aggressive Red and Blue defense picks up as they travel. It's forced upon Lehigh's Kristen Dalton on the far side. So Penn regains possession with 6:36 to go. And their lead standing at 1, 48-47. Middle four, Nolton, near side right to Kelly Scott, double team, and the foul is going to be called against Emily Gaisis. That's the risk you run. You draw the aggressive double team. And Emily Gaisis picking up a personal.
Lehigh, I think, trying to force the pace a little bit right here.
That's the third personal for Gaisis and the fifth for the team is Lehigh. Here's side right, Kelly Scott, 48-47, 10. Far side left, Joey Rose. Joey Rose off the far left side to Pierce. Left side away. Nolter knocks it down from 14 away. Puts it in for a pivotal 2 points. 50-47, 3 point game in favor of them. 6 minutes to go in the second.
Lehigh tried to force the pace there. Set the trap on the wing, but left an open elbow for Monica Nolter. She wisely cut into it, took the pass, and made the shot.
And again, the hustle from Penn, forcing a jump ball in the front court back the other way with 5:59 to go. 50-47 is the score.
I think here's where we attack the basket wisely. We take it to him. We continue. We look for the good shot.
And in the end, they're going to squeegee the floor. Monica Nolter on the evening for Penn with 18 points. That is one shy of a career high of 19, which she set on November 26th of last year against Rice.
I think this is indicative of what Pat said at the opening of the show, that Monica will do anything. Monica wants to go out on a high note, and she's taking her captaincy very seriously.
Near side right, Rose to Nolter, top of the key, far side left, Pierce back to Joey. Three near side right for three with a quick burst after puck taking the Nolter underneath. Can't get it to go, trying to track down the rebound on the far left side is shot. Unnecessary though, as Lehigh was the last to touch it as it went out of bounds. 5:41 to play her second half, 50-47 to score, 10 with the ball. On the far left baseline, Pierce is going to punch it in for Penn. Now the referee's discussing it. Kathleen Lonergan and Benita Spence and Kelly coming to join them as they now discuss how they wanted to call that. And they all confer and confirm that it belongs to the Quakers. So Lauren Pierce has it. They're going to reposition her to the far left sideline rather than the baseline. Pierce puts it in to Joey Rhodes at the far left point. 50-47, 10 by 3. It was 48-47. For a long deuce by Monica Nolter, far side left to Joey. Joey around the screen, top of the key, stops, swings it far side left, Pierce, left side of the lane, Burgess, hands off to Pierce, reversing underneath, she's blocked underneath by Haley Crites, but Haley Crites is going to be called for the contest.
It's interesting that Lauren Pierce penetrates, and you want to hold your breath. I wonder what she's going to do with the basketball, but she seems to know where it's going, and she connects.
And her first free throw is a little bit short off the front of the rim. So it remains a 50-47 game with 5.2 to go. Lauren Pierce with 6 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and her second one off the back side of the rim, rebound near side, is wrapped up by Kristen Dalton. She's tied for a team high in boards with Kelly Scott. And also Oscar Popovich. All that comes from the backcourt. Near side left in the corner to Ross, one-on-one with Rhodes. On the left baseline, Clayton. And the top of the key to Ellis. Ellis. Shuffles to the foul line. Swings around to the right side lane. Flat at the stripe, and she's called for the walk. Good job by two Penn defenders. Nolter and Joy Rhodes, the sandwich plant at the foul line.
That's a good play. They anticipated her turning the direction that she was going to turn, and she tried.
Anka Popovich with a chest looking eye takes it across the timeline, or from the fourth, to the Lehigh logo. Pierce pounds it through the paint, goes off the near right side road, spins away, frees herself up for two, can't pack it on, rebound underneath. 5-1, score still 50-47, with 4:34 to go. Far side right, it's Ellis, top of the key block, just to the left of the key, to Ross. In the near left corner, Dalton. Dalton with the ball above her head. At the top of the arc, looking for Ellis, standing in the way is Pierce. He tiptoes the nearest sideline to keep it in. Outletting Rhodes on the left block, kicking it off the back of the glass. To the connect for two. 52-47. 10 by 5 with 4:14 to go. Once again, look who it is. Making things happen.
Tremendous play. Tremendous balance as she just sort of was in suspended animation for a moment over the sideline. Got the pass off to Joey Rhodes.
And regardless of how long Lauren has been playing basketball, which is 50-47, 10 by 5, with 4:14 to go, Lauren looks like she's just letting the game come to her tonight, not really forcing anything. It seems like she is a calm, cool, and
I think she spent some time watching some game film and and feeling and gaining confidence in her mental game. I think the Quakers are doing a much better job in the last few minutes getting back in transition, and that's helping to stifle Lehigh's transition into their offense.
Lehigh with the ball, full court press put on by Penn as an out and out smooth. Right to left. 4:09 to go in regulation. The score, 52-47. Penn out in front, 5-5. Rumbling on the left side of the lane. It is Ross handing off down low right side and delivering for two. It's Melissa Rich. First point of the game for the starting sophomore forward.
I think Ross got away with a little bit of a charge there.
On the far side left, Popovich to Pierce. Pierce trying to shrug off a Dalton drive. Foul line, high pass near side right. Throws, sinking, three to the foul line. Far side left to Popovich. On the perimeter, crossover dribble, spins left high post. Puts the ball on the left baseline to Burgess against still in the game with four personals. Having the key, Popovich, 4-2, 3-2, Popovich. Far left side, Joey Rose along, 2, no good on the shot. And the rebound is wrapped up by Ellis, 52-49, a three-point game with 3:20 to go in regulation. Point five line right. Ross points the deep three around the rim and out. That would have been to the tie. Rebound tracked down by Rose. There was plenty of time on the shot clock. And
yeah.
When she took that shot.
Ill-advised, but I think that was about the most wide open she's been for a while.
Ross, she was free, but 25 feet away. That was the only problem. Left side of the paint, Pierce, near side right. It is Popovich for two, no good. Rebound tickled around by the fingertips of Noltner as he gets the board. Tatnap wisely calls the timeout. With 2:51 to go, 52-49, 10 with a three-point lead. Never too late to try and diagram and strategize and talk things over. It's late in the game as it looks like we are headed to another close finish between Lehigh and Penn.
One thing about Coach Knapp is he prepares the players not only in all phases of the game, but for all points in the game. And at this point, we're just reviewing what goes on at 3 minutes to go when you're up three.
And Pat Nancy has the guys watching. Miguel's watching a lot of film. We watched a lot of film on the way up on the bus. You got the advanced scout on Lehigh. They know who the two key players are. Again, Ellis and Blount coming in. Those are the two you would expect a lot from. But Sarah Ellis tonight, just 9 points. She had 6 points in the first game of the season against Long Island on Sunday. That was coming off the year, where she averaged 15 and was the top returning scorer for the Mountbucks. And again, Ellis, the perimeter is where she's usually her most dangerous. Just 1 of 6 this season. On the far left baseline, inbound goes to Noltner, far side on left Burgess. In the near left corner, the near right corner appears. To the right of the key, it's Providence. 2:40 to go in the second half, 52-49. Quakers looking to add to that three-point cushion. Tommy Arc Peters, 13 to shoot, near side right row. Right side line, Noltner, baseline right to Burgess. Lost the ball, and she's the last one to touch it. In on the coverage for Lehigh was Kristen Dalton, the 5'10 freshman guard from Monmouth, New Jersey. First of all, back to Lehigh.
Yeah, one too many passes there. They were moving very well against the Lehigh zone. Kick passing, penetrating and kick outs, but just one too many passes. Monica had that shot.
2:31 to play in regulation. Timeout on the floor. 52-49. Let's score. And women's basketball on top of Lehigh. We'll step aside as well. And women's basketball on 88.5 XPN and the Quakers Sports Network.
PICO Energy supports Penn Basketball on XPN. PICO Energy delivers electricity to 1.5 million customers and natural gas to 430,000 customers in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Penn point guard Joey Rose, and you're listening to Quaker Basketball on 885 XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
One to go in regulation, and Penn had 52-49. You better believe the spotlight's going to be on the Quaker tri-captain, Joey Rosemary, as we work our way to the final minutes of this game.
At this point of the game, he wants the ball in Joey's hands. Joey doesn't make a lot of mistakes. She distributes it very well. I hope I don't jinx her at this point, but she generally makes very, very good decisions with the ball in terms of passing and shooting, so
2:31 to go, 52-49 to score. Lehigh with the basketball, Quakers with the lead. That mark's moving from right to left, inbounding. It is Rich in the corner to Blast. Ross tries up the floor. Joey Rhodes picks it up. Blast across the timeline on the near left side, dribbles between the legs. Beneath the board on left side to Blast. Hands back to Ross, deep for the tie, overshoots on an air ball. It's loose underneath, and coming up with it is Dalton. But she takes the walk because she can't set her feet. So Quakers again, forcing a tough shot from Ross. That's 2 3-point attempts she's taken for the time. She's been unable to come up with it. 52-49, 2:07 to go. Joey Rhodes through the Lehigh logo in the middle. Here's side right to Popovich. Joey Rhodes, top of the arc, 16 to shoot. Morris side left, Beamer on the left block. Popovich posting up through a hole. No bucket. But she does get the contact. How do you like that? A little 5'7 Arkapovich, who can't be more than, I want to guesstimate, around 130, going through the trees trying to take it inside.
She's wiry. You could almost see that she was looking for her chance to do that. And you like to see that sort of assertiveness. It was a good decision. It wasn't an ill-advised penetration.
The front end in and out. Rebound wrapped up by Rich Mulia.
Bad luck.
Foul on the floor. It's going to go against Popovich back the other way.
This is not what you want to see. Not at this stage of the game. You don't want those little touch fouls.
So they're going to force Kristen Dalton, the freshman, who was 1-for-2 the other night against Long Island University, to do it from the line. 52-49 the score. A minute 50 to go in regulation. The front end is in for Dalton. Dalton on the evening, she now has 5 points. 2:12 the ball around to make it a 1-point game. The good 52-51 with a minute 15 to go. And with the ball, gut check time for the Quakers in their first contest in the 06-07 campaign. Again, last year, both these teams played 7 contests decided by 5 points or fewer. Each went 1-6 in those outings. Near side right, Joey Rhodes to Maltner for 3 off the back of the iron. No rebound by Popovich. She lost it to her behind her. She hits the hardwood hard, and it goes to Lehigh. Dalton back the other way. A minute 30 to go. Dalton far side right to Ross. Deep right side to Ellis. Top of the key has a hole. Hits it, and she's called. Excuse me, she collects the foul as she went to the hoop. Drawing a foul against the Quakers, and it looks like it's going to go against Joey Rhodes.
Yeah, that's another tough call. Lehigh are at home. At this point, they're going to put the ball in the hands of the people that brought him here, Ellis and Blunt. And Ellis is going to be looking to score here, and obviously, she goes to the basket, gets fouled.
Of course, from Ellis, she connects. She was only 94 of 105 from the line last year at 89.5%, 9th in the NCAA. She ties it up at 52 with a minute 24 to go. Now the senior guard from Bellefontaine, Ohio, has a chance to give Lehigh the lead, and she does. 53-52 with a minute 24 to go. Joey Rhodes, far sideline, like, couples into the middle of the floor. Deep right side shot near sideline right in the alley to Burgess. Top of the key Pierce, 20 to go. On the side clock, a minute 11 to play. In the near right corner, Piers on the right block to Burgess. Looking back in the far left corner, Scott. Looks like Scott took 1 step too many. Whistle for the travel with a minute 4 to go. Lehigh now with the advantage, 63-52.
Maggie Burgess looking for the pass when she should have looked for the shot. She's a very good post passer, but there was an opportunity for her to face up and take her girl to the basket.
Blount on the far left baseline, punches it in for Lehigh, full court press, and a minute to play. 53-52 is the score. Lehigh up in front by 1. The Quakers were in control, holding on to a tenuous lead for much of the second half, but Lehigh in the latter stages, they have pulled ahead. 13 to shoot, 46 to play. On the far right baseline, it is Ellis cycling back out to the perimeter. Far sideline, right to Blount, one-on-one with Maltner, back it in. Pierce swats the hand, loose ball picked up by Burgess. And it goes to Pierce. There is a 6-second differential between the shot game clock, 30 to play, 24 to shoot. Far side right, Joey Rhodes and Pat Knapp takes the timeout with 27 and a half to play, 53-52 the score. And this is what we talked about early on, that is the storyline playing out of playing in close games. We'll be talking about senior leadership.
Well, again, I reiterate, they've been here before in practice. Now it's time to see if we can replicate what they've done, I'm sure, countless times already since October the 13th. The end-of-game situation. I know in his bag of tricks, after having worked with Zegersoft for as long as we did, he was the master of special situations. Pat's got a few of them there, and the team is ready for this. For this end of game, it's just going to be a question of executing.
27 and a half seconds to go, 21 on the start clock for the Quakers. They're down by one, 53-52. Is there a checklist that you have at this point in the game in terms of what you run down to make sure things are covered? Right, tight, when it's close, you just want to make sure the guys and gals are focused?
Absolutely. We're giving those kids, we're giving the team right now a chance to collect themselves, talk about what they know right now at this point. They reviewed it in practice. Now Coach Knapp and his coaching staff are consulting with one another as to which number to call at this point.
And some of the numbers that you think of, Joey Rhodes, Monica Moulton, Lauren Pierce, they have the chance to learn situations like this as freshmen and sophomores before they were called upon to really lead in their junior years. And we'll see what some of the youngsters on the floor with the senior members of the Red Blue can do. Players like Maggie Burgess and Anka Popovich, two of the six sophomores on the squad this season.
Absolutely. And you can bet your bottom dollar that in Lehigh's timeout, there are only two people who are going to be touching it should they get their hands on the ball again.
27 and a half to play, 21 to shoot for the Quakers. They're down by one, 53-52 off the inbounds. It's Joey Rhodes. Top of the key, Joey Rhodes picks up the intensity with 15 to shoot, 21 to play. Far sideline left here. Spears on the screen. She works at baseline left, inching in the lane, left side towards the defense. Shot falls. 54-53, 14-4 10 left. Shot clock turned off. Lehigh with the ball. 54-53, and to play, and we'll take this timeout with 9 1/10 of a second left. And Lehigh looking at a 1-point 54-53 deficit.
Now, we knew Maggie Burgess was a smart kid, and it seemed that she learned a lesson in the last minute, that when you've got the ball and you can face up and you can take the shot, you should. And she did.
Quite the confidence from the Quakers sophomore, the forward from Anchorage, Alaska. And it's one of those things where it's about confidence and also confidence that Coach Knapp put in Burgess with four personal fouls, leaving her in the game as she hits an enormous shot right there.
Well, you know, he's a smart guy. And, you know, you make your luck in that regard, too. Again, I think Maggie Burgess is a smart player, and this is a game, I think, where she starts to come into her own and shows her value. And as a sophomore, that's a wonderful thing.
Again, Maggie Burgess, she provides penalty. Depth in the low post last year, a starter this year in the place of Jan Fleischer, led to the rebound in 16 of 19 games played last year. Closing out the season, averaging just under four boards in a final four games played. She averaged 1 1/3 points in 19 contests, going 9 of 24 from the field. So far tonight, Maggie Burgess, by our count, she had 2 points. And those were the two she just tallied right there to give Penn a 54-53 lead with 9 1/10 left on the clock.
All right, it's time for the Quakers to D-up right here.
And now Pat Neff. Oh, excuse me. Lehigh again. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
Obviously, she wanted to see how the Quakers were going to come out. I think they had no choice but to come out man-to-man. Because at this point, they've got to be denying all over the court and force Lehigh to their fourth option, someone other than Ellis and Blunt.
Ellis with 11 points tonight, flat with a team high 18 for Lehigh. And then those two, the top scorers coming back to their clubs this year after last season. Close games is what made the difference between winning and losing season classes in both of these programs last year, particularly with Lehigh, a lot to do with Penn as well. And now they're trying to right that area, right that ship, as they start early on in the 06-07 season. Close by by Mike Dalton is going to punch it in for Lehigh with 9 1/10 left, 10 ahead, 54-53. Lehigh moving from right to left. It is Ross in the middle of the floor, 6, 5, Ross with 4, 3, pivoting near sideline left, Dalton with 1, puts it up off the back side of the rim, the Quakers hang on. 54-53. They are winners in the first game of the 2006-2007 season. And look at the expressions of elation on the faces of Monica Knowlton, the senior, Joey Rhodes as well. And dug down deep. They held on tight in a 54-53 win over Lehigh.
A very, very good, gritty win. I saw some very good things that bode well for the future here of this team. Some very, very good defense, some good game plan execution. You know, it's one thing, to see, read the scouting report, to see the game plan and say, yeah, that'll work. And then it's just quite another thing for them to execute it in the quickest way.
54-53 is the final score. We're going to try and get Lauren Pierce over here after this break. 10 wins in their season opener, 54-53 over Lehigh. Again, it was Maggie Burgess with the bank shot with under 30 seconds to play to secure it for the Red and Blue. 53-54, the final, 10 over Lehigh in game one of 06-07. We'll be back from Stable Arena. It's Quaker Women's Basketball on NBA 5, XBN, the Ben Sports Network.
United Healthcare supports Penn Basketball on XPN. United Healthcare offers Philadelphia businesses a range of health plans designed to fit their needs and the needs of their employees. Information on the web at unitedhealthcarephilly.com.
This is 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, 88.1 WXPH Harrisburg, 90.5 WKHS Wharton Baltimore, and 104.9 FM in the Lehigh Valley. Member-supported radio from the University of Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to 30th and Walnut, home of XPN Studios in Soggy, Philly, PA. I'm Dave Oppenheim, and this is the Quaker Postgame Show. Tonight's final score, the Penn Quakers 54 and the Lehigh Mountain Hawks 53. We're going to step aside for a moment, but when we return, Ryan and Mary will reveal their Comcast Player of the Game and perhaps get an interview with Lauren Pierce. Comcast Sportsnet supports Penn Basketball on XPN and features highlights of tonight's game on Sports Night on Comcast. For the latest sports news around the Delaware Valley, it's Comcast Sportsnet.
No shortage of dramatics in the first game of the season for the Penn Quakers. 54-53 is the final score. They topple the Lehigh Mountain Hawks on their home floor at the Stabler Arena in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Mary DeStanislau and Brian Seltz and Christian Budish here with you. Lauren Pierce is the Comcast Sportsnet Player of the Game for her contributions. Coming out here, a lot of assists, forcing a couple big turnovers, rebounding as well. And Lauren, for you, this had to be such a huge early, your first game back coming off after playing 8 games last year with the ACL tear. How did it feel to get out there and get this type of win in the first game of the season?
It feels great. I think it's always important for us to get a W for the first time, and we've worked really hard this year, and we have a lot of desire to prove to people that, you know, we belong in the Ivy League, and we have a place there, and we're going to compete this year, and I think this game proves it.
You take a look at your final line, 6 points, a team high 6 rebounds, a team high 8 assists, just 2 turnovers, and leading the squad with 5 steals. You guys, a senior-laden team with Joey out there, Monica and Ashley Ray going to be coming back as well. How much did the seniors try to set the tone coming into this game and try to teach the club about the importance of pulling out close games, which was an area last year where you guys had some trouble?
Well, I think our experience is really important to the team, and it's really important that everyone else, you know, looks up to our experience and they follow us and they're passionate and they work hard, and since they look up to us, it keeps us working hard ourselves and keeps, you know, us wanting to get in there and work hard and do all the things that we need to do as seniors.
The senior set the tone, but how about Maggie Burgess who clinched the game?
That's great. They're only 2 points, but that doesn't matter. You know, everybody contributed this game, and that's what's important.
And you guys looking forward ahead to your schedule. What does this type of win do to boost that morale and give you guys momentum?
First game win, always important, and, you know, I think winning a close game gives us a little experience, shows us that we have, you know, the poise to, you know, bring out a W in a close game, so...
Lehigh took a late lead. The Quakers caught on 54-53. The final score, win one for the Red and Blue in the first game of the season. Lauren Pierce, thanks a lot. Our Comcast Sportsnet player of the game. Again, 6 points, but she dished out 8 assists. Totally unselfish, Mary, in her effort tonight.
Yeah, you have to love that. She came into Penn with a lot of tools, and we weren't really sure how they were going to develop. And as it turns out, tonight she was the complete player. Again, going back to that intangible of doing what you have to do to get it done.
Just some quick numbers as we wrap things up here at Stabler Arena. The Quakers enjoying a very close 54-53 game and victory over the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. 18 points to lead the team for Joey Rhodes. And also Monica Milner, one off a career high for Monica. Team high rebounds went to Lauren Pierce, who you just heard from, with 6. The Quaker shot 38.9 overall from the field, 32% from beyond the arc. And for Lehigh, leading the way, it was Adrian Blatt with 18, Sarah Ellis with 11. On the outside, though, the Mountain Hawks just 27.8%. A big thanks to Chris Davoudis on site, sideline work, and of course, Mary Disbanislav. Thanks again for stepping in the 11th hour and joining me here courtside.
Thanks for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
We will definitely do it again. 54-53, the final score. The Penn Quakers clinch a victory in their first game of the 06-07 campaign. Gabe Oppenheim wraps it all up. Our 88.5 XPN Studios, so long from Stabler, 54-53, the final. Penn over Lehigh in game one of the new season.
Pepsi supports University of Pennsylvania Quaker Basketball on SPN. For more information about Pepsi products and promotions, the website is Pepsi.com. Pepsi, it's the cola.
Your dial is set on 88.5 XPN, the home for Penn Basketball. If you're just tuning in, the Quakers came out strong and battled Lehigh till the very end, snagging their first win of the year in their first try, 54-53 over Lehigh. Stay tuned to 88.5 all season long for men's and women's action. I'd like to thank play-by-play man Brian Seltzer and color commentator Mary DeSantislav, sideline reporter Chris Rudis, correspondent Rob Schenk, program assistant Ian Seltzer, our technical director Jay Goldman, chief engineer Jared Stiles, program director Bruce Warren, general manager Roger LeMay, and of course, the executive producer for Penn Basketball Broadcast, Bob Bambera. Our next broadcast is Saturday night at Florida Gulf Coast takes on the Red and Blue at the Palestra. Pre-game begins at 6:45, kick-off at 7 o'clock. Finally, I'm your host, Gabe Oppenheim, wishing you a good one. And now we join YROC on XPN with Jim McGuinn.
WXPN Philadelphia, 88.1 WXPH Harrisburg, 90.5 WKHS Wharton, Baltimore, 104.9 the Lehigh Valley, and worldwide at XPN.org. Member supported radio.